Do you want to hit your gavel?
Out of batteries.
I think you turned it off.
Well, when I turn it back on, it just flashes, but it doesn't. Doesn't work when it's flashing.
Need better batteries.
I think it needs batteries.
Where's your Energizer buddy?
You want batteries?
He died yesterday.
Batteries
in that All of these?
They're all beeping the
okay.
same way.
Okay. Well, you know, I talked to Andre.
Hey, yep. This one's on.
And when they're beeping, they're just not connected to the heart.
You turned them off.
That one.
I did, but I tried turning them back on, and it beeped, and you couldn't.
There you go.
Who's on first?
I'm going to leave it to the clerk to set this room up. Okay, I think we're ready to move on. Our next item is our monthly reports, and I need a motion to approve our accounts payable as audited.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. I need a motion to approve resolution number 20-100-3798, which is the Comiskey property that was approved at our last meeting. I can have a motion to pass that resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I need a resolution to approve, a motion to approve resolution number 20-100-3808, which is the Amerine Minor Subdivision. This also was approved.
Those are actually B.
B, Mr. Chairman, not 8.
B, not 8. Okay, B. Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
And this is with B.
Okay. Yeah.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Motion to approve resolution number 20-100-381B, which is the Iden Construction Zone Change.
This so moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have gotten through our resolutions. Now, if we can have Emily come up. And you give us good news?
No, I never have good news. Good morning, commissioners. I do have some handouts so that everybody's on the same page. I have a copy for him. Will he want it?
I'm sure he will.
So this first handout shows how an apportionment for an NOVC is distributed amongst the entities. Here's the second part. We have an NOVC coming from Exxon in the amount of $387,276.90. If we do all of it in one apportionment, oh, and then one of these is for Carrie. If we do it all in one apportionment, if you look at the long sheets at the top, you'll see 387 up at the top under the credits, 387, 276, 90. if it gets apportioned as, because they do owe a second half of taxes. We could apply this to the second half of those taxes. If we do, if you look at the next page, it shows how that apportionment is distributed amongst all of the entities that we would pay and how much less they would receive. This is what comes out of the payment that we pay to those entities. Because it's over $200,000, I have talked to John McKinley. His recommendation is that we do a five-year repayment instead of doing a one-time disbursement.
I think that helps the school system too.
Yeah.
We're absolutely in favor of that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's District 9, and District 9, School District 9, Big Piney Marbleton would take the brunt of the hit for this NOVC.
Hence their presence here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I would also recommend that we do it as a five-year payment. If you look at the other long spreadsheet it shows the credit of $77,455.38, which is one-fifth of that payment.
No, we're sharing here.
If you look at the second page, it shows how that distribution is handled by all of the entities that are paid by this NOVC. So it would just be a hit then of quite a bit less per entity, especially as the second half. We had talked about doing this first payment in May, but upon talking to Amy in the District 9 school, it was recommended by her that we don't do this repayment until November for their budget purposes. It gives them a chance to budget for it a little bit, be a little bit more prepared. At this point of the year, it's really hard for them to recover after a big hit when the bulk of their budget has been spent. So what we have to do, I did submit to Carrie, and I didn't make a copy of it because I thought it was in here and it's not. I do have a letter that needs to be signed by the commissioners recommending a five-year repayment that needs to go to Exxon. Once they approve it, then we can start doing that repayment process in November.
The date on that letter needs to be changed because I think it states May. So any discussion or comment?
Did I send both the November and the May? I think I sent them both to Carrie. So we'll, if you're okay with a November repayment instead of May, giving them the opportunity to budget for a little bit, I think I'll get that printed in and get it back to you today.
You do have two copies. One does say November.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah. And then it has to be on Commissioner letterhead, if that's the only part that I don't have this year letter. So.
Mr. Chairman, would either of you like to speak to the problem, the way the funding model sets, that with paying our recapture and now getting another bill, this money should have come out of our recapture money? I would do it, but no. Go ahead.
Would you like me to?
Sure.
Come on up, Amy.
Chairman, Commission, my name is Amy Ann Schutz. I am the business manager, CFO, over at Sublet 9. The legislature has had long and drawn out discussions about how technical the funding model is for the state of Wyoming for school districts. What we have happen is the assessment, which I must commend Jeanette Sexton. I wish we could keep her forever. The assessments for Sublet have been spot on for us for years. Those assessments drive how much over the funding model amount that we receive in taxes from both Lincoln and Sublet, which then determines what the state is calling a recapture payment. The number of kids plus some other entities determine a set amount that is usually set for us by August 1st. As you know, Board of Certification gets the assessments. Board of Equalization gets those assessments on August 10th. Sometimes those assessments change. And so we are on the hook this year for $7.69 million repayment to the state of Wyoming on a 10.38 budget. So we'll get approximately $16 million in revenue. 302 is still an abatement that is hanging out from the FY 16-17, that abatement, the large abatement that everyone took a hit on about 4 years ago. We have a $302,000 abatement that we knew and budgeted for. The state of Wyoming has been very clear in that recapture is a priority for us, because that money then goes back to the state of Wyoming's foundation program and pays districts who don't get enough in assessed valuation and tax revenue to cover their portion of what the state says they should get to run a school. So for example, the $7.69 million will go back to cover an entitlement district like Cheyenne, or they're entitled to the amount that the foundation guarantee says they get. We got to pay it because they need it to run school. So when something like this hits, we're still on the hook for $7.69 million. They don't adjust it down because somebody decided not to pay their taxes. So we've built the budget. We're running on what used to be about a 3.5% budget cushion. We are down to somewhere in the nature of a 0.6% budget cushion, meaning I'm running pretty thin compared to 5-6 years ago. A hit of this nature, even though 1/5 of it would seem like that's a fairly small amount of potatoes, $51,000 is a first year teacher plus some, a little bit of benefits. So for us to take that type of hit unexpectedly in May, knowing that I still have to pay 60% of the recapture in June, which for us will amount to somewhere in the nature of $3.69 million still coming up, hoping and knowing that we still have half of that $302,000 that's going to be withheld to repay past abatements, we would appreciate very much having this spread out over time. You also need to understand that you pay recapture in two separate time frames as required by statute. The first is January 15th. We get our November payment. We have to pay 40% of that recapture back in January, and then we have to live on the rest until May. We're only allowed to hold 15% by law in reserves. 15% for us is about $1.5 million. It's not 3 months' salary and benefits paid. So we really have to budget our cash well. These guys do a great job. And when I say these guys, I mean the Sublette County Treasurer and the Sublette County Assessor, keeping us apprised. But something like this coming out of the blue becomes very difficult to juggle. If we had to pay this, even though it would be somewhere in the nature of $57,000, it would have to come out of our reserves. And once those reserves start getting picked away, it's almost impossible, given the fact that we're not seeing an increase in students like you are over here in Sublette 1. We've lost 174 students since 14-15. And at $15,000 a pop, we're running thin. We're running
174?
In calculated ADM since 2009-10, we've lost 174 students. Since 2014-15, we've reduced our budget $1.3 million. So anything they can do to help us spread that would be much appreciated.
Amy, has the school district tried to pursue at a state level what can be done to get you some rebate of the recapture money that you paid back and is now being affected by these abatements? In other words, that was taken into consideration when you had to figure out how much you had to send to recapture.
Right.
And obviously you're getting impacted on that 2 years later, 3 years later, whatever. Has there been any approach to the legislature to try to consider that so that you can get a rebate check?
There is a component of the funding model that essentially states that if you do not get what you expect to get based on the assessed evaluation, you get what is called a tax shortfall grant. Meaning if your taxes come in so short on the 25 mil or the 6 mil that it does not give you the money to get what you were entitled to or your guarantee for that year, the following year, they'll pay you that back. The key is the following year. You still pay the recapture on the amount that you were assessed. The following year, if revenues came in a little better, then you might get a recapture. In 1920, our known abatement from the big abatement 5 years ago was $457,000. My tax shortfall grant last year was $72,000. So they still got full recapture. We were abated $457,000, and because we still got a little extra in revenue that wasn't part of what was assessed, we lost out on approximately $360,000 and went back to the state. I've spoken in front of the legislature. I sit on the School Finance Data Advisory Committee, which is the legislatively mandated committee that looks at how that model works. But given the state of finances for schools in the state of Wyoming, they're really unwilling to give up this known stream of money that are coming out of these counties still.
Mr. Chairman,
that's recapture.
Yes.
I mean, could you tell the people and share with the people in this room how much Sublette County between the two school districts sends back to the state for education?
It's a very interesting exercise. Sublette County has a not even 1,500 of the 80, now 92 some odd thousand students. In the past, as long as I've been in the position that I've been in, Bert and I started the same year, Sublette County sent back somewhere in the nature of $2.4 billion since 9/10 to run the state of Wyoming's educational system. We're only eclipsed by Gillette.
So,
and this year Sublette County's recapture is higher than Gillette's.
If all of that rebate money or that recapture money went back into education, and it's
$2.3 billion.
If all that money went back into recapture for education, why are they out of money? And I say that as a loaded question, because I've asked legislators or representatives and senators every year I go to Cheyenne if they know where that money goes. Does it all stay in education? And I haven't got an answer yet. So are we funding the general fund with that leftover money? I don't know, but if we were funding education, we wouldn't be out of money yet.
A lot of what gets sent back is being budgeted to make it run now. So the reserves are being held, they're making interest, but I know that when I called 3 years ago and said, hey, we've had an abatement that has hit us that is going to amount to almost $500,000 a year that will be shorted in revenue to run a school that's only running on a $10.2 million budget, they were not interested in forgiving any amount of that recapture because it had to be used to pay entitlement guarantees to other districts.
So is there anything the county can do in terms of support and trying to talk to the legislators to make them look at this or at least touch their conscience on this?
I think it's a combination of a couple things. And this is an opinion only of my making. When you're high in the cotton, no one's looking at how bad your projection of production is. So when you need to have stockholders believe that you're going to do well, it's important to have an assessor be on top of assessing it properly and as accurately as possible, which we have had. However, when the production doesn't come in and they start looking, I think what would be nice is if they couldn't go back to their last audit, because nobody audits when you're high in the cotton. They go auditing when money's tight. And as the treasurer and I discussed, it's really very difficult to have them be able to come back 5-6 years. That money was paid in recapture years ago. Right. I don't have access to that anymore. But it's coming out of current revenue. The other piece is, you know, how do you fix a funding model that they're crying poverty on?
Thank you for the good news.
I have no answers. Thank you for your time. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Superintendent.
If you come up with a solution, let us know.
Yeah, I'll
and we'll help you any way we can.
Yeah.
Please.
You.
Now, do we need a motion from the board to formally go to a 5-year payment? You just have the direction, you can do it? Good. Give me the letter on the letterhead and we'll send
okay.
it in.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I guess moving right along, we have to approve a surety bond for a request to approve one for Mike Hinn with as the Secretary Treasurer of the Suffolk County Fair Board.
Do you want to do it later together?
How many do we have?
There's two of them.
Where's the other one?
There's one.
It is just one. Yeah. So a motion to approve the bond for Mike Hinn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Janice, can you give us some more good news?
Mr. Chairman, it's actually the same news. It's just the formality of approving that abatement that you were just discussing. It is for tax year 2018. It is for Exxon Mobil Corp. And it amounts to $387,276.90.
Okay.
And if I may, in response to the question of what can we do, we can continue to pursue shortening that time frame that they can make these amendments. I don't know all the ramifications of that, but your average homeowner gets 30 days to appeal their assessment. After that, it's done. These guys are going back years. So this one is only 2018, but there was discussion at the Department of Revenue of shortening that time frame. So it would be a legislative change, but it's my understanding that kind of went away when they started talking about monthly payments, but that doesn't solve the problem that we just heard. So the monthly payment solves the bankruptcies and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't solve the issue of having major changes to assessments that are old. So
we still need to work on that.
That would be my opinion.
Mr. Chairman, so in a perfect world, thinking of recapture. So if any company had an abatement, it should be done the same day as recapture. And so if the abatement came in at $500,000, but you had $7 million worth of recapture, you take that $500,000 out of your recapture
and I don't know those calculations, so I can't answer that.
Okay.
All I can say is when audits and amendments on their own initiative and amendments based on discrepancies between the Oil and Gas Commission and producers and things like that happen, when those can happen this far forward in time, all that recapture is already figured and everything
right.
is done. But I don't know how changing this would change that calculation. The flip side of the argument I'm making is if it's a supplemental, if it's an increase that gets found, we would lose out on that if we shorten the time too, but at least the budgets would be
right.
known. Everybody would know what they're dealing with and not have years of change. So, my opinion only.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janice.
Okay, I think next we have a board appointment to expire 1.5 year term on the golf committee. And I think we have two applicants. One is Mick Hicks and the other is John Forrester. I saw Mick here early. Mick,
yeah,
still
he's
here?
Still in the back. Yeah.
Hiding doesn't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mick, come on up and tell us why you want to be on the golf committee.
Well, I think I'm a big piney. You know that. there. I come over and play a lot of golf. We're members, my wife and I both. We come over 2 or 3 days a week, probably, when the golf course is open. Anybody want to bet when that'll be this year?
No.
But anyway, but being from Piney, we don't have a representation over there on the board or on the committee. And I've also been involved in the golf course management business. I worked several years in the summertime at Riverton Country Club. I got assistant superintendent there. And I got superintendent's job at Tumalpas and Lander both about 3-4 years each. Anyway, so I think with my knowledge there that I'd be an asset to the board. I could help, I think, with Jeremy and with the grounds and help the board out.
Very good. Any questions of Meg?
No. Okay. I'm glad you showed up.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Well, we need to ask, is John Forrester here?
I haven't seen him.
I'm not sure who he is.
Well, that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Any questions of me?
No,
all right.
Sounds like great.
Thank you. Would we, anybody have a motion on who we should appoint? That we appoint Mick Hicks to the golf committee.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
You bet. Congratulations, Mick.
Boy, I'm not sure if I need a break before this next topic or not. But we're a little bit behind, so we're not going to take a break. The next topic on our agenda is for the commissioners to discuss this MOU that's currently being discussed back and forth between the Sunlight Center and the Rural Healthcare District. As I think everybody in this room knows, because I think most of you were there yesterday, this is a decision-making process for the Rural Healthcare District and the Sublet Center Board to accomplish. And I think what's at stake here and what's at discussion here is for those two entities to form a merger of types. I'm not sure on the legal term. I keep hearing merger. I hear acquisition. But I think the two boards are actively engaged in a process that would allow those two to join forces in a merger to provide comprehensive care for healthcare for the community, which includes senior care. To that end, the commissioners were then at the table to discuss how we might be able to help them in their regard. And what we had a meeting with the chairman of the, or chairpersons of the three respective boards, which would be Wendy Bowman, Patty Rasich, and myself, in this room. And it's been so long ago, I don't know if it was a week from Friday, a week from last month, or whenever it was. But at that meeting, we entertained ideas of what each board would need to see or what each board could commit to or what the other two boards needed from the county commissioners. Upon our discussion yesterday, I think the final outcome of that, and all four commissioners were present, was that the board would be requested to give to the hospital district, the proposed hospital district, both the Marbleton and Big Piney Clinic. It was also suggested that the board would be willing to commit up to $20 million towards the purchase of or the building of a long-term care facility if the hospital district was formed. So I'd like to have formal discussion with the commissioners on that thought, and I open it up by making those comments. So if you guys have any comment, I'm sure the public has ready, waiting, willing ears and may have some questions for you.
I'm not sure where to start on this with, from my perspective. I know that everybody that was in attendance, myself included, thought that meeting yesterday was very productive. I think at this stage, at least for me, I would like to see the two boards that get together come to the commission with their ideas on how this thing can progress with the mindset that says this is what we need help from the commission, are you willing to do so? And when that happens, then I think it's time for us to step up and say yes we can or no we can't. And so that's kind of where I'm standing right now. I think it's up to the to get together and formulate a plan that is in the best interest of the entire county. That's my take right now.
I guess I was, let me just start with, last night was a really great night of sleep for me. That meeting went exceptionally well yesterday. Surprising, I didn't think the odds were in the favor of that. but I do believe that our support showing exactly what Doc said today in the form of a motion is what we need to do to help the MOU progress in a positive manner and continue on this path. This thing's got good momentum. I'm in support of what Doc mentioned, helping that along today.
You're gonna give me the order of just talk.
Whatever.
I agree with what everybody else has said. One of my biggest concerns was giving both of the clinics away. But then there was a discussion about a term called reversion, and that would be at another time that there would be issues that would be met by the Rural Health Care Board and the Sublet Center, and if these were all met, then the county would turn these over. And this would protect everybody from anything happening. And so with that, I have absolutely no problems giving those to the Rural Health Care Board if that portion of this reversion is put in there. That is my biggest concern. And what that entails, have absolutely no idea. But I would sure like to be on that committee to talk about what I think is important. And right off the top of my head, 24-hour care in the south end of the county. I know that can't happen overnight. There's no way. But maybe in the future, if what Doc was talking about, bringing this together with the one mill, the $20 million to the Sublet Center, we may get everything afloat. I'm not sure. But then going back to what Doug said, bring it to us, because we're here to help. And we can. There's no question about it. And we're willing to.
To Mr. Rawhauser, just as I could not tell an eight from a B, y'all probably missed that, but I think it's important to get what we're talking about, the terminology and the distinctions correct. So what we're talking about with these clinics is not turning the clinics over to the rural healthcare district.
What we're
talking about is turning the clinics over to the hospital district if the voters so choose to establish such district. So let me just make a comment or two, and then we'll see where we get with the motion. This MOU is between the Sublet Center and the Rural Healthcare District. The county commissioners are not a signatory on this. This is an understanding or agreement that the other two boards have to come to agreement on. This agreement, if it is in fact reached, I think from discussions that I've been involved in, hinges upon the formation of a hospital district, which we're kind of putting the cart in front of the horse, but there's a reason for that. The intent of having the commissioner's involvement at this point is so that the public fully understands that if in fact there is a ballot initiative, and that still remains a question because we don't have a formal MOU signed, but if in fact there is a ballot initiative in November to form a hospital district, part of that understanding based on this MOU would be that the public would also understand that if this passes, we have the commitment to fund up to $20 million for the construction of a new long-term care facility. The voters need to understand that. And from the commissioner's perspective, I think this is our opportunity to do what we've wanted to do for some time, and that is to put it up to the electorate, let them decide. And it's going to be a formidable task to do so, but it's not even going to happen if this MOU can't be reached between the Sublet Center and the Rural Healthcare District. So I want everybody to have that in mind. And at this point, if there's any confusion on that issue or any comment on this issue, I'd open it to the public. I want to make sure there's that understanding. This is this is predicated on two things. It's predicated upon an MOU being reached between the Sublet Center and the Rural Healthcare District to be able to merge their operations. And it's predicated on the fact that we successfully in the future put it on a resolution to put on a ballot initiative to form a hospital district, and the public then approves a hospital district. So anybody got any questions on that?
I think, Jay Mohan, that you also need to make it clear, I think the public needs to be aware that when you do this, you put that on it, that you're going to have a new elected board with the dissolution of the current board and the formation of a new board.
You know, Joe, you're very correct, but and I want to take an opportunity to say that has been clearly discussed, but as it is not up to the commissioners to put forth the MOU, I think that is something that certainly ought to be and is expected to be in the MOU that's reached between the two parties. In other words, I mean, statutorily, I can tell you, if we go to a ballot, At the same time that the people vote on the possibility of a hospital district, they will be voting on an elected board to run that hospital. As has been discussed, particularly with the meeting yesterday, the need, the provision for Jay's other concerns about the dissolution of this board and when that timing is and so on, there's been a lot of work and time to go into it. What I am saying is that is all dependent upon you two boards to work out. And if you don't reach an agreement, then this becomes a moot point. Because if you guys don't come to agreement, there is going to be no entertainment of a motion or a resolution to move forward with the hospital district. So although that's a very key point, Jay, that just hammers a point home to what still has to be accomplished by these two respective boards. Wendy.
I will say that this has been a very long, drawn out, complex undertaking, and it's taken many, many meetings, and I feel that our meeting yesterday brought us light years closer, and I think that the Sublette Center and the Rural Healthcare Board, contingent upon some legalities we have to work out. However, I think we're there. Would you agree, Dave?
I would. We had a great meeting yesterday. We've got a few details to work out. We've got some investigating to do, some questions to ask, mm-hmm. but otherwise I think we're ready to go. Anxious to see the revised MOU from that came out of the meeting yesterday. So hopefully we'll have that tomorrow. Is that right?
I'm thinking possibly.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have control.
I didn't know if you had heard or not. It's just, we're so close. We're much closer than we've ever been.
Any other questions or comments? Mayor Murdoch?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say, I was at the meeting yesterday, so thank you for everybody working on that. I would like to thank you as well, because this has been one of those movements where everybody's moving to the center of the table, and thank you, because I think your resolution, your proposed resolution that you're discussing right now is a necessary step. I know for the town of Pinedale's perspective, we have a school board saying, is there or is there not a deal for the future ball field, so this resolution will help us. It also just puts you squarely in that place saying, we're moving in this direction, we're stewards of the county's treasury, and we believe that this is something important to invest in, but I agree with you. Putting it out to the ballot gives the county still that voice. So I'd like to thank you for your efforts to do it and also your willingness to consider that just today, because that helps everybody to have the confidence that we're all going in the same direction.
Thank you.
And Doc, I would also like to thank the commission, because I think quite possibly without all of you, we wouldn't be at the point we're at now. But we do also need to thank the mayors of the towns, Matt Murdoch, Tyler, Jim Robinson, and Tyler, what's
his
name? Yeah, sorry. Don't tell them I've written out. But we need to thank all of those people as well as the school district number one, for their contribution, so to speak. So, finally. But we thank you all, the Rural Healthcare Board does.
Any other comments from the commissioners? If not,
Patty.
I'm sure the Sublette Center thanks you too. No, I'm speaking as the chairman. We thank you for all your time and patience. Thank you.
Well, I would consider a motion from this board to approve up to $20 million for construction of a new long-term care facility and the Big Piney Marbleton Clinic and the Pinedale Clinic will be deeded to the new hospital district with a reversion clause to be based on metrics to be determined at a later date if pending ballot initiative passed by the voters in 2020 creates a new county hospital district, and if a merger is agreed upon by the Sublette Center and the Rural County, Sublette County Rural Healthcare District.
So move.
Have a motion.
Second.
We have a second.
Now, in terms of discussion, and I'll open it up, I would like to say that I have talked to Commissioner Bowsman about this. He's not able to be here today because he's in Cheyenne, but I discussed with him the possibility of this moving forward, and Commissioner Bowsman is in agreement to this as well, even though he's not here to vote, and his vote won't count today. I want also to make clear that this is pending the approval of a ballot initiative which would establish a hospital district in the general election this year. Thereby, we are not committing future commissions to county monies. It is going to be within the time frame of our current time in office. So that's why it's worded the way it is. We want to make sure this is dependent upon a ballot initiative at the general election in the year 2020, which is what we're currently in. Any other comments by the commissioners? If not, I have a call for the vote. All in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, Doc.
Yes.
We also discussed the land purchase.
We're going to get to that under old business.
Okay.
We have to go by what's been on our agenda.
Okay.
And I think we'll be discussing that very shortly under old business.
Okay.
Could I have that motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I had it turned on.
Well, that's the little of an easy one.
No. Before we get to old business, we have one other item to attend to. So if you people would want to wait patiently, we go by order. And that is with Brian for the High Meadow Ranch Water District. Brian? And the rest of you that want to be patient, we're still working.
Thank you, Commission.
Yeah.
I just got it on the agenda. This is set.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you know, Water District President. So.
Yeah.
No, thank you for giving us time to get on the agenda. And, I guess the request, since we turned the request in, it was just to update the commission's letter of support for the district as they are applying for funds from the State Loan Investment Board MRG program, and they've been applying for funds from them and the SRF program down there as well. Just kind of wanted to update your letter of support since it was outdated, and that was the request, I guess. So we had submitted a draft letter, and I don't know if Matt or Carrie had had a chance to update it or change it. Or
have one date of February 4th. Is that it?
That was it.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It wasn't on the meeting earlier this month, so.
That's on the very last. And it's very similar to the one that you've been given previously by Chairman Nelson.
Correct. Yeah. I guess I'd let Sam add anything.
Yeah. Well, and we'd certainly entertain any questions about the project. Everything for Phase 2 has stayed the same since the previous letter, but if you're curious about how our progress is going on Phase 1 or any questions about Phase 2, certainly love to answer them. It's a great project.
But this letter of support is what's supposed to go to the SLID board, is
correct?
Right?
For Phase 2.
For Phase 2. Yeah.
I did update the letter with today's date, if you want it.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. And that's all that changed since the one I emailed you. So.
It's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Any questions for Sam? I mean, I think the commission maintains its support for this. The details and the progress, I'm sure you're aware of. I don't think that's going to factor in our support for this letter of recommendation to SLIB. So, do we have a motion to support this letter?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. if we can get this to Carrie and put it on county letterhead, then I'll be glad to sign it.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I think we're now down to old business. And I think I'm going to go first this time.
Please.
One thing that we had talked about last fall, or it could have been late last summer. It was August or September. I don't remember. We talked about the county pledging support for the purchase of the property needed for the healthcare district on which to expand. And at that time, we pledged that we would be equal partners with the town of Pinedale, the healthcare district, and the commission towards the purchase of that project. What I would like to do is to entertain a motion that the commissioners approve our participation in the purchase of that property in an amount not to exceed $3.3 million.
Question. Are we going to share that cost, or are we buying the whole thing?
No, the motion, which we haven't had yet, it's a good question. No, that we would share the cost.
Share the cost equally.
It would be up to $3.3 million. We would agree to be equal partners in that purchase. So if it's $3 million purchase price, that's $1 million for us.
Okay.
It's 3.3, it's 1.1 million, okay, and so on. And I think the purpose of that is to be able to allow the parties involved, which is the town of Pinedale, the Sumner County Rural Healthcare District, and school district number one, to be able to move forward with this to secure the property that will be needed sooner or later, and hopefully sooner. So I need a motion. So move.
Do you want me to just read it out?
No, I think we have a motion to approve the county's participation in the purchase of the property necessary for the Rural Health Care District on an equal share basis with the town of Pinedale, Sumner County Health Care District, and ourselves in an amount not to exceed $3.3 million. So move.
I will second.
We have a second. Do we have any discussion?
No, the limit is what I was going to ask about.
Yeah. And hopefully it's going to come in less than that, right, Mr. Mayor?
That is our, yeah, currently our estimates are right around there, down below. We're looking at that. I mean, as you and I discussed, and it's, I think it's worthwhile that the public should know that one of the commitments that we talked about was you are going to be working on the ditch up at the old ball fields, the healthcare district, and we're putting a new street in on Wilson Street. So we're not counting any of those costs in the overall project plan. We're just looking at what it's going to cost, like for like, to transfer the existing fields down to the new location. And so this vote is going to be very helpful because it'll give the school board the assurance that we can move forward on it. And we're planning to put this out to bid in April, and we're planning to hopefully have the sod laid by the end of September. So we want to be off those fields so that the hospital district can start doing their project immediately without us being in their way. So okay. I really appreciate your moving forward on this as well.
Any other comment from the board? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by say it.
He's bowing. There's something going on.
Excuse
here.
Me?
Oh, well sorry. I just had one question, I guess. So if we're all involved in the ball fields, and if they're still usable before this down here gets done and before the healthcare district needs the property, are they still going to be usable to compete on, I guess, is my question.
That's a very good question. And just to give a little bit more history, what the town of Pinedale has already done, we changed our own ordinances, so it took us three readings so we could subdivide our own property. So the existing ball fields are going to be split between the cemetery district and the hospital district. The northern field, as far as I understand it, will still be playable. I think the plans that I've seen from Dave Dorn and others is they would be breaking into some of the southern fields. So if we had to play like on that northern soccer field or softball field, it would be our goal is to, if we can get everything going, that we'll have the sod laid hopefully by the end of September. We make it playable. We might have some softball teams that need to get out there early in the season on the old fields, but we, like I said, we do not, I mean, if the hospital district, I'll say hospital district at this point, if the hospital district is wanting to break ground, we don't want to be in their way. So that northern section where the cemetery district eventually will be would probably be playable from our perspective still.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I didn't hear any. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Now, we're still in no business. Mac, would you like to start out? I think you have something in reference to Commissioner Bousman and his trip to D.C.
Yes. This is a summary of Commissioner Bousman's participation on the Western Caucus Foundation Wildfire Forum and panel discussion. The panel discussion was chaired by Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Representative Paul Gosar from Arizona. So as far as Sublette County and a small world, we were represented very well. I'm just going to paraphrase a bunch of this stuff here. The panelists were asked for feedback concerning a bipartisan effort in Congress to provide a statutory categorical exclusion to accelerate removal of hazardous vegetation surrounding communities, especially in the wildland-urban interface. Joel emphasized that this would greatly speed up the ability of the Forest Service to plan thinning projects and the other management actions in and around our forest communities to reduce the risk of catastrophic fire. Joel cited over 150,000 acres that had burned in Sublette County in the past few years. Joel was allotted time to discuss the purpose of the Sublette County Forest Collaborative, including the Sublette County Unified Fire, federal and state agencies, conservation district, weed and pest, as well as groups interested in grazing, timber recreation, outfitting, conservation, and wildlife. Joel informed the foundation about the Sublette County Forest Collaborative efforts to use good neighbor authority to provide to counties in the last farm bill. And Joel also pointed out that even with these new tools being provided through the statute, the Forest Service needs more infrastructure and expertise in order to be effective managers. Joel finally emphasized that the best natural resource management decisions are made by people working on the ground at the local level. And so he represented the county very, very well. And this thing with good neighbor authority is kind of his pet peeve. And I think we need to stay behind him because he is one of the leaders in the nation on this proposal.
Thank you, Commissioner Rahauser. Do you have anything else you would like to report?
You know, I don't think so.
I've been to
a lot of meetings. I can't remember which one. So I'm good today.
Okay. Commissioner Victor?
Yes, it's old business. Some meeting ago or two meetings ago, I brought up the issue of live streaming our meetings. And so I was told at that point in time to kind of wait and see what you folks got back from Cheyenne as far as what the rest of the state's doing. Quite frankly, I don't know why that would have an impact on what we do here in Sublette County. So having said that, I'm going to make a motion that we forward this, put the information out there for the public to know that it's going to happen on a trial basis, and if the response is pretty darn good with throughout the county, then I'm in favor of going forward with it. If the response is not, then it goes away.
So you've made a motion?
I have, sort of that way.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand the motion.
Yeah, no, the motion was to go forward with live streaming.
On a trial basis?
On a trial basis. With the future of it dependent upon the reactions we get positively or negatively from the community.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second just for the conversation.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Now we have a conversation.
So who are you suggesting we use to set this up for live streaming? There's a lot of questions here, I guess.
Well, Tom, we heard the WASI Tech
and suggested different levels of a test run.
No, the portion of it that I remember was from the young man whose name I don't remember that sat right here with Mike. Said the thing could be set up where anybody could push a button and away it went. I don't envision getting too high tech initially, and if it has to go a little bit further forward, fine. But if it's a way to reach the public, to let them know what commission meetings are all about, and perhaps encourage more participation locally or personally, then we just need to try it. It's not a big deal. It's not an expensive deal. We heard the numbers here, somewhere around $8,000 would do it all. It would be more than a cellar dweller of instruments. So I think Mike should contact the young man, get this thing set up, and let's try it.
I personally would like to see a more firm number.
$8,000 was the firm number. We heard it set right here.
That was for which path forward?
Tom, if you don't want it, say so. That's fine. there's no sense of beating around the bush. Let's vote for it and see where it goes.
Okay, my comment, number one, I dropped the ball in Cheyenne. We had so many other things talking about. I didn't talk to anybody about live streaming, so I can't comment on that. Number two, I do share the concern in terms of what are we asking for? Are we just having somebody stand up here with a camera? The other thing that WASI Tech or Mike mentioned, in addition to the $8,000 investment, was the person who was going to stand up here and push the button and control the feeds and the responses and everything else. So I'm not sure that we're prepared from that standpoint. And the final thing I'd say is, on something like this, which is not urgent or emergent, I would rather have this conversation with the full board present.
Mr. Chairman, if I'm not mistaken, we offer audio of all of our meetings on our county website. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so we do have that portion. They just can't see us. I did talk to a couple commissioners down in Cheyenne and asked them if they did it, and they didn't. They had the audio. Their concern, and they had gone through this discussion, was, and mine was that, and I don't understand the tech part of it, but there is an opportunity for people on Facebook and people on YouTube to comment anonymously about our county commissioner meetings. And I'm not sure if that's true. I would need to find out, but I don't want any part of it. If somebody's not going to come in here and look me face to face and tell me whatever they think, I sure don't want to be involved online.
So that leads me back to the initial. We don't know what foundation we're going to use to live stream this. Is it YouTube? Is it Facebook? Is it so YouTube? You can turn off the comments, but that's why I'm struggling with this. Is
the discussion
we haven't narrowed this down to a proper proposal.
The discussion was made right here with YouTube, not Facebook, but YouTube. Exactly what we just talked about.
I just
So if the people...
So just let's not argue about it. Let's bring it to a vote. If it goes away, it goes away.
I think you're misunderstanding us. I don't believe that any one of us is against or for this. We just need to know what we're against or for. And I don't think we've narrowed that down to what platform we're going to use, what the cost is.
Mr. Chairman, page 27, paragraph 3, section 2, I call for the question. I'm sorry. Yeah. But
you know, we've had discussion. There is a motion and a second, and I will call for the question. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Guess we'll go to the next one. Lunch.
Well, we still have
I'll make my
two pass. People report. Make
seems
it pass.
Like I've been in meetings for 2 weeks straight. Healthcare, first one. Cheyenne, last 3 days. Healthcare yesterday. So that's the ones that I can recall. But I do have an update on the 4-H thing. And Matt, I'm sure you're up to speed on that also. As Kelly reached out to us on the way home, and he is leaning towards one fair board member on the interview committee on the day of the 5th. The night of the 4th, they're going to open up the 4-H building to meet all these candidates, for all the kids to meet and the public to meet the candidates. But on the 5th, the interview committee preliminarily will exist of you and I and Doug from the commission or from the county. One fair board member, the UW Extension people, which may be two or three, and Kelly also wanted two members from the 4-H Extension leader group. And I reached out to Steve Green, which I said I would, and got those suggestions. He's supposed to get back to me with those, their contact information, and I'll give that to you at that point. Should have it later today. And that consists of one from this end of the county and one from that end.
I'd like to make a comment with regards to that interview process, interview committee. We have Matt Gaffney on that committee. And I am, my thinking, for a reason, and that is because Matt is our HR guy, and I guess what I'm saying, Matt, is I'm personally counting on you to use those skills and to use those guidelines in order to facilitate this process, because I'm not sure if everybody on that committee is aware there are certain procedures and guidelines that must be followed with regards to interviewing candidates, consistencies of questions, right to redress, and that kind of thing. So I guess what I'm saying is I would like to see you take a leader role in that, because you are the HR person, and that's exactly why you're on the committee.
Do my best, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
Just for the public information, there will be the night of the 4th to meet the candidates. I feel like I'm leaving something out, but that's it.
We've all been to Cheyenne. We all had meetings, not only with the other commissioners, we had meetings with a number of different representatives, not just ours. And visited on a number of subjects. One thing I would just like to point out, and I don't have the Senate file or the House bill number with me, but both Senator Baldwin and Representative Summers assured us that their respective bills, the one that dealt with establishing a senior health care district, would pass legislative session this year, as would the bill that was put forward so that rural healthcare districts could in fact own and operate a nursing home. And in doing so, their comment was they were given some of the county the tools to make a decision to do what they needed to do. They're very much behind this process of establishing a critical access hospital and spent a lot of time on our behalf trying to make sure we had I's dotted and T's crossed so that we could have all the necessary tools to make whatever decision we're going to be making. And then with regards to the healthcare district, there has been a number of meetings, two public, one with the chairs, and just to reiterate the summary, I think that there was great progress made yesterday on the part of all parties, and I think that's been encouraging and hopeful that we'll be moving forward towards a common goal. And that's all I have to report.
I'd like to add anything. There was a bill also to give the county commission more authority with the university and their hiring process and firing process. So that does improve.
Final round of public comment. Do we have any public comment? Maxine.
I want to personally thank you for what you did the last couple of days. I think you made it really happen, getting people together, and I think we all appreciate that a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Jana.
Just from a public health standpoint, I'd just like to ask what your motion to give clinic buildings and stuff means for the location we're currently at. Is that part of that gift to the hospital district, or are we in the old clinic building just with our county facility?
Good question, and there again, this is predicated on the fact of a hospital district being formed, but it does include the clinic property, so it would include the old building as well. But having said that, we still have skin in the game in regards to say-so of what happens, how we afford you, and make sure that you're satisfied with the facilities and space that you'll have moving forward. So you're not forgotten.
I know.
I know you're worried.
And publicly, I mean, we like our space. You guys have given us a lot of, you have put a lot of money in and remodeled that space for us. We like where we're at. But we appreciate your willingness to house us and make sure that we're well provided for.
We're going to continue that. In terms of looking out, I don't
didn't know what that meant for us.
Well, it doesn't mean anything until the voters vote.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it
okay.
then.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Jenna. Any other public comment? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.